Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today, and I am with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, right before the hard break at the top of the hour, and now that we're in hour number two, I would like you to mention in detail, because I talked about this 40-year-old man who was taking experimental COVID-19 vaccines. He just suffered neurological and psychological breakdowns. He was in the ICU for 15 days. He was diagnosed with neuroencephalopathy. And basically, he was unable to recognize his own family and friends and close relatives. And I want you to go into more detail about neurological disease, autoimmune disease. This is not, even Bill Gates admitted that this will change your DNA forever. And I'm wondering, because of what I just mentioned about this neurological and psychological breakdown and encephalopathy, are we looking at having our minds reprogrammed where the powers that be could literally program an army? Dr. Shealy, your thoughts.
Well, let's face it. From the time you enter kindergarten school, you are being programmed one way or another. And mostly, overall, I think the educational system is fairly good. But once it gets to graduate school, it becomes more prejudiced in every field, I think. And there is something called post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, that can be any number of things, from depression to anxiety to other malfunctions or dysfunctions of the brain in any way whatsoever. So memory, of course, is one of those. It's one of our most important and useful tools. But losing your ability to think straight, losing your ability to be organized, losing your ability even to speak at all. My favorite example of that is a man 60 years of age who could not stand alone with two people holding him. He couldn't put his feet on the ground. He had that kind of severe brain disorder. It was called Parkinsonism. Now, in his case, we were able to reverse it by putting a gamma PEMF device on his head for a month or several hours a day for the first month, and then he walked into the office. But it's not always reversible. Sometimes it causes a chemical or physical change in the brain. Now, we've known that the brain is plastic for many years. Sir John Eccles, with whom I worked back in the early 60s, specialized in what he called brain plasticity. So if you program the brain with physical exercises, mental impressions, etc., you can change brain function. And that's what happens in school. As we go through school, we fortunately are mostly programmed positively, but we can be programmed negatively. And if it's at all worrisome, it's going to be negative. Now, but ultimately, there's a little place called the hypothalamus. It's about the size of the tip of your little finger on both sides, and it controls everything. It's sort of the control center. If it gets out of whack, everything could go wrong, from blood pressure to the immune system. And blood sugar and every hormone and every other chemical in your body can be disturbed. In the autoimmune, it can be very specific, like affecting only the thyroid or only the ovary ovaries or only the testicles, or it can affect everything in your body. The immune system in general, like in rheumatoid arthritis or psoriasis and things like that. So all of these are malfunctions of the brain and the immune system combined most of the time. Any trauma can do it, and any, well, chronic, constant brain washing can do it. And it can be done chemically as well as psychologically. I don't know if I've said enough.
No, that's very well said, Dr. Shealy. In fact, you mentioned the term plastic and programming, and I'm going to respond to that regarding the psychological end of things and the plastic end of things. You know, here's an article right here, Lean Cuisine, just recalled. It's food because of pieces of hard plastic in its food. Isn't that funny, huh?
And, well, it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And I think if we don't get proper nutrition, you know, all these things that deal with the immune system, the antioxidants, I want a conversation about that before the show is over today, too. But a California judge orders video journalists to pay $13.6 million to Planned Parenthood. So basically, when video journalists went in there to prove that babies were being killed for their organs and organs were being harvested regarding late-term abortions, now you can't even tell the truth, and the judges are ordering journalists to pay fines to Planned Parenthood. And it's, you talk about reprogramming your mind. It's really sad that we can't protect our young and old. We can't, if we follow the rule of law publicly, we're going to be fined or chastised or demonized in some way. Now, Dr. Shealy, regarding neurological disorders, why is autism today, in your opinion, up so high to, I read, even as high as 1 in 60 individuals, young people having autism today? When I was a child, I don't even know if I ever saw anybody with autism. What's your comment on that, sir?
Vaccination, 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 vaccination. There's no question that the very high, you know, 50-some-odd vaccinations by the time you get to 6 years of age, there's no question that has increased the incidence of autism.
But how in the world could Big Pharma demand liability immunity with what's going on? How I know it's probably more of a law question, but from a Hippocratic oath perspective, how can doctors look at themselves in the mirror today and offer these vaccinations to people with ever all the side effects and adverse events and contraindications out there, and knowing that liability immunity is part of the equation, Dr. Shealy?
Well, they shouldn't. And of course, I don't call it Big Pharma. That's actually be kind. I call it the pharmacomafia.
Yes,
I think that's how bad it is.
Yeah, when I was working for the generic industry back in the early 80s, I remember Big Pharma using the term ethical all the time. You probably remember that, Dr. Shealy.
I don't know if they've ever been ethical.
Well, no, but they were always trying to program and hold the narrative by saying the generic industry wasn't ethical because they didn't have patents on it, and when the patent expired, the generic industry could create these drugs, you know. But, you know, I think Big Pharma, like you said, it really is a mafia, because here's an article right here. It's a pharmaceutical factory that manufactures hydroxychloroquine, you know, HCQ, which has been so famous for curing and even prophylactic treatment against COVID. And yet this factory, I think it was in Taiwan, mysteriously bursted into flames and exploded. And who
couldn't
knows?
Happen to a better company. I wish they'd all explode.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but unfortunately, this company was the manufacturer of hydroxychloroquine, so I think there could have been some more nefarious plots. Dr. Shealy, there's a study that just came out where 10 million Chinese, and I know we shouldn't believe anything that comes out of China for obvious reasons, but they found that asymptomatic spread, and that was in quotes, never existed for the COVID Chinese virus. Now, are they covering their butts because they spread it's the virus is in their name? Or what's your feeling regarding people who are asymptomatic? Should they have to social distance? Should they have to wear masks? Can you transmit these viruses if you're asymptomatic in general, Dr. Shealy?
Of course. If you've got the virus, you can transmit it. And if your immune system is weak, you can acquire it. Now, by the way, personally, you couldn't pay me to have hydroxychloroquine. It does carry some negative effects. But if you take adequate vitamin D3 and adequate vitamin C and adequate B complex, your immune system is protected better than with any drug in the history of the world.
You know, we've talked about all the system, all the immune systems, the criteria that deals with the immune system, if you would. Inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxifications, cancers, tumors. Regarding inflammation, that seems to be the big one because it seems to be a very obvious underlying health problem for a lot of not just chronic illnesses, but even the beginning stages of acute illnesses as well. And it makes the body unable to heal with a state of chronic inflammation. So when you look at conditions like heart disease and diabetes and arthritis and cancer, what therapy, especially vitamins and possibly foods, do you recommend, Dr. Shealy, to fight inflammation?
Well, antioxidants. Antioxidants come from fruits and vegetables. Now, the recommended daily intake is a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. That's a minimum, not an optimal. The optimal is 8 to 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. Now, personally, I start every day with at least 20 servings of fruits and vegetables in a powder. I prefer to not have to worry about whether or not I get 10 servings or whatever. I get 20 servings out of a package. And I've been doing something like this for well over a year. And I seem to be extremely healthy doing this. Now, that doesn't mean I don't get some fruits and vegetables as well. However, I don't have to worry about how many I take in because I've already had twice the optimal dose a day.
Now, when you talk about antioxidants, Dr. Shealy, you know, that obviously they're cancer tumor fighters, they're immune system boosters. What about products like glutathione?
Well, glutathione is something we can make in the body, but you can also take it as a supplement, and it's very safe, and again, infinitely safer than any vaccine in the world.
Okay. Are there any contraindications with regard to...
I don't know any contraindications to taking glutathione as a supplement.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the break, folks. We appreciate everybody being here. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Steven from Montana, sitting in for Vincent Finelli today, and I am interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, you mentioned a few moments ago that if you took vitamin C, vitamin D, and a B complex, that's probably, in your opinion, the best way to keep your immune system healthy, to fight inflammation, to fight cancer and tumors. Now, can you get more specific? Like, we've heard about vitamin D3 being very efficacious for cancers and tumors. We've heard about vitamin B12, B17. What's your opinion on getting more specific with more additions to your regimen?
Well, in an adult, I think if you weigh 140 pounds or more, you need 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a week. If you weigh under 40 pounds, you need it three times a month for the first, 10th, and 20th of every month. Now, if you suddenly feel as if a virus is knocking at the door, then you take 150,000 units 3 days in a row. So 450,000 units in 3 days. That's very safe. I have not personally had any virus or cold active in my body in over 12 years because that's the regimen I'm on. Now, secondly, you need not just B12 and B7, all these other specials. You need B1, B2, B3, and B6. Those are the basics. The brain especially needs B1, B2, B3, B6. And if you are an average human being, you need a minimum of 25 milligrams of all of the basic Bs and traces of a lot of other things. In vitamin C, you need a minimum of 2 grams a day. Now, if you take with it some MSM, methylsulfonamethane, 1 gram of that and 2 grams of vitamin C, that doubles the effectiveness of the vitamin C. So basically, those are the amounts that I recommend for all adults. And I could say in my grandchildren, for instance, back in their, you know, before teens, I started them on 50,000 units of vitamin D once a month, as well as whatever children's vitamin they took.
Okay. Now, Dr. Shealy, regarding, we hear the term, and I mentioned the term, and I give specific examples when I talk about it, but not as in-depth as you do, obviously. But talking about immune stimulants versus immune suppressants, you know, I use an example, immune suppressants being sugar, immune stimulants, especially when I talk about gardening on the air. I talk about, you know, onions, garlic, cayenne pepper, hot peppers, ginger, horseradish, kale, cabbage family, things of that nature. Can you go into more detail and specificity on how to gain more natural immune stimulants versus keeping away and avoiding immune suppressants, Dr. Shealy?
Well, the immune suppressants are, of course, sugar, fructose, and artificial anything whatsoever. Substitutes in general are not healthy. Among the immune enhancers or stimulants, my favorite is actually turmeric or curcumin, an extract from turmeric. And it works better, by the way, if you take black pepper with it, or piperine. Piperine actually enhances many of the antioxidant benefits, not just curcumin or turmeric, but also even ginger, for instance, is stronger if you take it with the black pepper. Garlic and onion are superb. The, of course, all the fresh green leafy vegetables are at the top of the list. My favorite is actually kale. For some reason, for many, many years, dwarf curly kale has been my favorite thing to grow in the garden, although I grow a wide variety of leafy vegetables. And broccoli, of course, is another excellent adjunct for the immune system. And it was made famous by George Bush because he didn't like broccoli.
Yeah, I love broccoli. That's one of my favorite foods.
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, we'll be back with Dr. Shealy right after the break. We appreciate you all being here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Sunday signed off on the stimulus package, which includes $600 checks for many Americans. The House plans to vote on a measure to increase the stimulus checks to $2,000 later today. Human remains found at the site of the Christmas RV bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, belong to Anthony Warner, officials announced Sunday. Anthony Warner is the bomber, said U.S. Attorney Don Cochran during a press briefing. He was present when the bomb went off and perished in the bombing. Forensic DNA testing from a body at the scene matched that of Anthony's relatives. An independent Chinese journalist who reported from Wuhan at the height of the initial coronavirus outbreak has been jailed for 4 years by a Shanghai court Monday. 37-year-old Zhang Zana was found guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. The offense is commonly used by Chinese government officials to target dissidents and human rights activists. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Government officials continue to warn Americans about the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
December has been the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic, with more than 63,000 deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union the trend is quite troubling.
The reason I'm concerned, and my colleagues in public health are concerned also, is that we very well might see a post-seasonal, in the sense of Christmas, New Year's surge. And as I've described it as a surge upon a surge.
Dr. Fauci says he shares the concern of President-elect Joe Biden that the pandemic might actually get worse in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by the British drug company AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford has achieved a winning formula for efficacy, the company's chief executive, Pascal Soyo, said on Sunday. The vaccine, currently being evaluated by Britain's independent medicines regulator, provides 100% protection against severe COVID disease requiring hospitalization. Approval is expected to be granted to roll out the shot on January 4th, the Sunday Telegraph newspaper reported. According to the Sunday Times, video game developer Richard Garriott, while traveling to the International Space Station in 2008, brought with him ashes belonging to actor James Doohan, a.k.a. Scotty of the USS Enterprise.
Change the laws of physics. I've got to have 30 minutes.
The ashes are under the floor of the station's Columbus module. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This can be sliding.
Where today is hot.
Keep
it.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Even sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And we're down to the last little less than half an hour to the show. And Dr. Shealy, we really appreciate you being here and answering all these questions for our class. Dr. Shealy, regarding, you know, with all these increase in everything, neurological disorders, we talked about cancer, allergies, Alzheimer's, dementia, depression, diabetes. I've read where obesity accounts for, and obesity-related diseases slash deaths, there's 40,000 per month that can be attributed to obesity. So regarding things like common sense things, nutrition, hydration, exercise, sleep, trying to reduce exposure to chemicals, what other criteria would you recommend in that group of common sense logical therapy to try to reduce your odds of getting some of these diseases, if you will?
Well, statistically speaking, at least 72% of Americans are overweight, with at least 36% of them plain fat. Officially, obesity is 40 pounds or more over your ideal weight, or a body mass index of 30 or above. And that is well over 32% of Americans who are just plain obese. It is sloppy eating and inactivity more than anything. And that sloppy eating is, well, sugar and carbohydrates and junk. And monosodium glutamate is one of them. White rice, regular potatoes, all box cereals, they're all junk. All fast food restaurants are pure junk. I wouldn't drink a cup of coffee at a McDonald's because I wouldn't trust them not to put monosodium glutamate in it. Monosodium glutamate is a poison to your brain bucket, and we don't need it. And of course, Chinese restaurants focus on white rice, which is the least food available. You might as well just eat a bowl of sugar. It's got that much nutrition in it, nothing of value whatsoever. And they add monosodium glutamate. You can't trust them to not put it in. So I often have said I'd rather cook for 30 people than eat out. And that was even before the pandemic, because I don't trust restaurants any more than I trust, well, the food producers. In other words, I consider the food producers as evil as the tobacco industry. They do not necessarily provide you with real food.
You know, you mentioned, I want to touch on potatoes and all these additives you just mentioned. You know, I've talked about MSG and aspartame, other artificial sweeteners. You know, you mentioned nicotine indirectly, high fructose corn syrup. Do you think that these products, these additives, even propylene glycol, which is not just an additive, but it's basically an antifreeze. Do you think that these were designed to be addictive in order to make people sicker for profit for the powers that be?
I wouldn't put it past them. I think it's stupidity more than it is greed in this situation. It's just lack of common sense and trying to make the things last longer without, you know, worrying about normal decay with time. Food's not meant to last forever.
You know, you speaking of food not lasting forever, and you mentioned potatoes a few moments ago, I've read where potatoes are sprayed with chemicals to slow down budding shoots
exactly.
And rot, so it stays on the shelf longer, not to mention the fact that a lot of them have been radiated, which destroys nutrition and vitamins, but yet there's federal laws that protect potato farmers from the people revealing this information. I mean, there should not be liability immunity with that type of stuff, Dr. Shealy.
Well, federal government sucks. It's part of the evil empire at every level, as far as I can tell. It's gotten more so in the last 100 years.
Now, what's your opinion, Doctor, on a lot of these so-called diseases, bacteria that you find in restaurants and even grocery stores like Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria? Is that becoming more of an issue? Should people cook their... If people, you know, unlike someone like myself that lives off the land, that raises animals to harvest, that has a garden, that hunts and fishes, you know, most, let's face it, 95% of people don't live, and I'm being very gracious with that number, don't live off-grid and live the way I do. Do you think regarding these bacterias and low standards and expectations of our foods with all the chemicals in it, the artificial sweeteners, the addictive additions. Do you think, what recommendations you have to that 95% of people who don't have the ability or desire or skill set to harvest their own food, Dr. Shealy?
Well, my top of my list, of course, is something like 75% of people in this country do live in a house rather than an apartment. And if you live in a house, you've likely got some small bit of lawn. And it's no more work to plant a garden than it is to mow your lawn. So I have for 50 years recommended if you live in a place where you've got some kind of lawn, you can raise most of your vegetables right there in your own yard. So that's always at the top of my list. Other than that, in those cities where it's possible, you might try to find a farm market, but see what you can learn about them before you trust them. Because just because they have a farm market doesn't mean that they're necessarily organic. And by the way, I want to mention this for sure. It is, in my opinion, illegal, immoral, totally semantically wrong to call anything organic anymore because 75% of all the rain that falls in this country has Roundup in it. And once Roundup has fallen on it out of the rain, it ain't organic.
Yeah, I agree, Dr. Shealy. It's really sad. In fact, I've discussed many an article of many a company who bragged and pound their chest about how GMO and safe their products are, and then that we found out later that they were not. So you really, like you say, you never know what you're getting. You never know if you're getting poison from Roundup chemicals, or you never know if you're getting... Heck, you don't even know what kind of spray the farmer has put in their soil.
Well, and let's face it, we haven't discussed the most toxic thing in the country today, which is fluoridated water. It may be even worse long-term than the Roundup.
Yeah, and it's often related to cancer and it's a main ingredient in some rat poisons. Even China labels it as a pesticide, which is fluoride. And it's been known to make women sterile.
And men, by the way, the sperm count has decreased from 150 million to 40 million. And when it gets to 20 million, we are infertile.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunately everything's being forced on us. And even population is not being done on a volunteer basis, and it's making everybody sick. Life expectancy is dropping. You know, everybody talks about gluten intolerant. That's like the big term. Oh, I don't eat that because it's got gluten in it. Well, there's a lot of these people don't do the reading and research to know that there's hundreds of geoengineered proteins out there, mostly meant to increase shelf life and make us sicker at the same time. Can you talk about the so-called gluten intolerant phase and all the other geoengineered proteins that's been geoengineered in the laboratory and not in nature, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I would prefer, if possible, to avoid them. When I buy my seeds, I try to find a company that provides me with guaranteed non-GMO. Genetic modification is as evil as tobacco and fluoride and the dental industry and the AMA and the government all combined.
Actually, your opinion, what is your opinion of iodine today and certain qualities that you recommend?
Well, we need a little bit of iodine. Every cell in your body needs iodine to have energy. We don't need a lot. We need actually about 1,500 1.5 milligrams a day. So if you multiply that by 7, that's, you know, just over 10 milligrams a day. I personally prefer a pill called Iodoral, I-O-D-O-R-A-L. That's 12.5 milligrams. So it's not an excess. But if you take too much iodine, it actually blocks your thyroid. But actually, at least 75 or 80% of Americans are hypothyroid because of fluoridated water, as well as lack of iodine.
All right, Dr. Shealy, pardon me, but I am literally going upstairs. Pardon the sound, everybody, but are you there, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, I'm here. What happened?
All right. I had to switch phones because the battery on my phone was dying. I got that infamous beep.
Right.
So I ran upstairs and switched phones. So pardon me, everybody, if you heard that terrible nail screeching blackboard sound. All right. Regarding, you know, we hear a lot about amino acids and essential amino acids. What's your opinion on amino acids, Dr. Shealy?
Well, they are critical. You can live on protein with no fat, although I like a little bit of fat, and no carbohydrate, because you can make carbohydrate or glucose out of protein. So we definitely need a broad range of amino acids. And there's some that are not considered essential, but conditionally required or almost essential. And the big one there is taurine. Amino acid taurine is necessary for the nervous system, for the eyes and the heart. And there is not one microgram of taurine in any vegetable product.
Now, Doctor, going back to iodine a little bit, because I was on the run going upstairs. you know, I'm hearing a lot more about thyroid complications and gallbladder complications. And as some people are pointing almost exclusively to the lack of iodine. What is your opinion on that?
Well, yeah, there's no question about it. The American diet is deficient in iodine. Our soil does not have iodine in it. Only people who eat a lot of ocean fish can get iodine out of nature.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the break, everybody. Last segment of the morning coming up. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli. I'm with Dr. Norm Shilley. And we are in our last segment of the program. Dr. Shilley, you mentioned glyphosate, pardon me, which is the main ingredient in Roundup. And there's an EPA report that says glyphosate may harm and even kill over 90% of endangered species. Now, unless this is a massive depopulation effort, which is very obvious, why would these people from the Monsantos, which is now Bayer, not only have liability immunity, be protected by Congress, but how can this be allowed in this world, Dr. Shilley?
Well, like all other nonsense, it's part of government. The fact that it's government doesn't mean that it's common sense or even any kind of sense. And the fact that government excludes an evil company like Von Satan, and Bayer, of course, was a great financial support for Adolf Hitler, so it's even worse than Von Satan was. I don't know. I can't answer in uncertainty and insanity.
Well, you're right. It's very hard to trust the powers that be, the government, the experts, because they're all bought and paid for or threatened and blackmailed. You know, here we have an article, CDC to suspend data collection for 20 through 21 flu season amid rising COVID-19 deaths, causing all flu deaths to be counted as COVID, which we talked about earlier. And even in Ontario, a top health official was caught on a hot mic prior to the COVID briefing saying, I quote, I just say whatever they write down for me, unquote. So it's very difficult, Dr. Shilley, to trust any of these so-called experts if science and healthcare is all bought and paid for. Dr. Yep. Shilley.
Nonsense is still nonsense.
Now, regarding Dr. Sheely, regarding all the the red dye in today's meats, meats grown in a lab, meats grown in bioreactors, meats grown in space. I mean, some of the things I've read. And this is sold in restaurants. This is sold in grocery stores. It's no big deal. Steroids, hormones, antibiotics, GMOs, estrogen mimickers, pesticides, cloning livestock. How does this all affect? We know it's for the benefit of shelf life in the field, and everything's pretty much processed today. But how does this affect, especially in the form of bioavailability regarding our gut? When you have all these modified proteins and enzymes and pesticides and all these things that we've talked about, how does it affect the absorption of the nutrients, the excretion, the metabolism, and the overall homeostasis in our body regarding our gut, Dr. Sheely?
It's mild to moderate poison. It's that simple. It's not real. It's artificial, and it's junk, and it's not good for you. One of the reasons I live on a farm so I can raise my own, or I have raised my own meat.
You know, it's a shame that all these compromised nutritional, all this value, all the process, all the everything's covered up. In fact,
yep.
So much corruption that there's cover-ups for the cover-ups right now. And it is quite sad. And, you know, I tell everybody to not buy even old farmland. Keep away from flat ground because odds are it was a pasture. Odds are it had chemicals on the soil that's even affected the water table purification process. I tell people to create their own compost. Every eggshell, every piece of straw from your animals and your chickens, all the every tomato stem, everything that rots in your fridge, if it does. You know, I have goats and chickens and dogs, so it's not like anything goes to waste here. But I create my own compost. Do you have any words of wisdom on that, Dr. Sheely?
Well, I've lived on my current farm for 37 and a half years. And I compost all the time. And obviously that I don't have to add any fertilizer because I use compost.
You know, there's a lot of, I have a pretty good sized garden here myself. And I really enjoy everything in nature, and especially gardening. And there's certain vegetables that I let go to seed. You know, like spinach and things like that, so I don't have to plant the next year. I just get my natural heirloom seeds. Any other recommendations you have for that theory, Doctor?
Well, I honestly have to admit I do not collect my own seeds. I do get new seeds every year. I probably should convert and even raise my own seeds, but I'll have to think about that. It requires care.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Sheely, again, thank you for your expert advice. It's always a pleasure and an honor to interview you. Have a great day, sir.
Mutual, and happy, happy New Year.
Same to you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.